Republican House Speaker John Boehner upped the ante in his party's confrontation with the Obama administration over U.S. nuclear talks with Iran when he opted not to consult the White House or State Department about inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress about Iran on March 3rd. Netanyahu, who's campaigning for a fourth term in Israel's March 17th election, is expected to urge support in Congress for new sanctions against Iran, despite warnings that the measure would derail ongoing negotiations with Tehran over its nuclear program. Anger at the apparent deliberate breach in protocol was exacerbated by the fact that the announcement of the visit came after several high-level interactions between U.S. and Israeli officials. No mention of the planned trip was made by the Israelis during a phone call between Obama and Netanyahu and a long meeting between Secretary of State John Kerry and Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Ron Dermer. Some Democrats who were originally supportive of the Republican initiative to impose new sanctions targeting Iran reversed course after many were upset at Israel's brazen political maneuvering in Congress. There's also irritation at Israel's recent announcement that it will call for bids on the construction of 450 new housing units in the occupied Palestinian West Bank, a violation of international law and United Nations Resolutions 242 and 338. Your reporter spoke with Mel Goodman, a former CIA analyst who currently serves as director of the National Security Project at the Center for International Policy. Here he explains why he believes the U.S. urgently needs to change its relationship with Israel.
Well, I think there's been three major violations by John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, by Ambassador Ron Dermer, the Israeli ambassador to the United States, who's actually a U.S. citizen and a neoconservative who's worked in right-wing Republican campaigns, ended up going to Israel and becoming close to Netanyahu and now is ambassador. And then, of course, the violation by Netanyahu himself. And so I think they're important in ascending order. Boehner, I find, a rather silly person. He's playing a really silly game. He just wants to stick his finger in the president's eye, and I'm sure he felt this was a great way to do it, not thinking of the embarrassment it causes to the United States in a large way, not just to the president himself, to play politics at that level. And here's the United States, the only friend, really, that Israel has, the only ally that Israel has. And they go out of their way to embarrass the United States, and this has been particularly true under Netanyahu, at every opportunity. And I think at some point you have to say enough is enough, and I think we've reached that point. And that's why I suggest serious steps, not vetoing one of those anti-Israeli resolutions at the Security Council, doing something about military aid. They get military aid under terms that no country in the world gets. So military aid is one of those pressure points in if we wanted to make a statement. And I think Obama is probably hesitant to do that. Most Democrats have because they're so beholden to the Jewish American vote in this country. And the donor money that turns in terms of what comes from the Jewish American community, particularly to Democratic candidates. But Netanyahu stepped so far over the line that even Israelis are criticizing him. The former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, has been very critical. Yadlin, who is the senior military intelligence chief, has been critical of Netanyahu. And I guess maybe the hope is father to the thought here, but at some point Netanyahu will realize that he's made a huge blunder here and will find some diplomatic excuse to explain why he can't come to the United States in March because it is only 2 weeks before the Israeli election, and he could claim that really the domestic situation is so important at this point that he cannot come and address the joint session of the Congress. But I think something needs to be done. It's just not enough for the White House to say, by the way, we're not seeing Netanyahu on this trip. How could they? I think it has to go further than that.
I wonder, as you look at this situation here and the breaking of protocol, is this a problem between President Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu, or is it a deeper conflict between U.S. and Israeli interests?
Well, I think if you look at the mainstream media, they think it's something unprecedented between Obama and Netanyahu, and that is just not the case. I think it's the latter in terms of the formula that you've just proposed. Israel has always taken steps that they see in their very narrow self-interest, and they do not worry if the interests of the United States are compromised somehow. And some of these events have been rather ugly. Netanyahu has been more consistent and more persistent, and I think the personalities obviously rub the wrong way. But we've seen this for 50 years, these steps against the United States.
As I understand it, the goal of Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to the United States to address Congress is really, in essence, to derail the U.S. P5 plus one negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program. There's many Republicans, of course, oppose those negotiations, as do some conservative Democrats. But I wondered if you would speak to what some have characterized as a backfire effect here, that Congress, with this surprise visit by Netanyahu unannounced to the White House, has really jeopardized that project to derail those talks. What can you tell us about that?
I think Netanyahu is concerned about nuclear capability, but so is everyone else. But his real concern is a change in the political chessboard in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf that would suddenly find the United States and Iran restoring relations and having a dialogue on issues dealing with Syria, dealing with terrorism, dealing with Hezbollah. But in terms of Netanyahu going too far, it's even forced some of the critics of an Iranian nuclear deal, and particularly not just Republicans, but even the former Democratic chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Menendez from New Jersey, to realize the votes are not there now to try to add on new sanctions against Iran, which was particularly ill-timed. The European community was worried about this, and they warned the White House that if the Congress passes new sanctions at this point, the coalition will break down, this group that's willing to work against Iran getting any kind of nuclear capability. So I think this has really not worked in the interests of those people who've been trying to stymie these talks.
That was Mel Goodman, a former CIA analyst and director of the National Security Project at the Center for International Policy. Find links to Goodman's recent article, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Anti-American Obstructionist, and related news and commentary on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.